Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon, and that will actually just take you to Amazon. We get a little bit of a commission off of that. Again, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Use that next time you shop online. And finally, from December 2nd, 1954, the title is Border Renegade. It's the final episode we have. It's 228 episode number. Hope you enjoy. And again, I hope you enjoy this series.
Breakfast of Champions presents
The Silver Eagle! A cry of the wild, a trail of danger, a scarlet rider of the Northwest Mounted serving justice with the swiftness of an arrow. The Silver Eagle! The Untamed North. Frontier of adventure and peril. The lone, mysterious North, where one man dedicated to the motto of the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police faces danger and death to bring in the lawless and maintain the right. The most famous Mountie of them all, the Silver Eagle. The transcribed records dealing with our Silver Eagle case after this message.
Sailor Sam is the smartest boy who ever shouted, ship ahoy! Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
Good old Cheerios. They got go power. So nourishing because they're made from oats with minerals, vitamins, and proteins that your body needs. Yes, indeed, a bowl of Cheerios and milk really starts your day off right. Does all sorts of good things for your body. Helps you have strong bones and muscles, good red blood, and healthy nerves. So every morning, take on a bowl of Cheerios and milk for real go power. You'll like that wonderful toasted oat flavor, too. It's downright delicious. Come to think of it, Cheerios is one of the tastiest muscle-building foods you can eat. Try Cheerios, and you'll hear...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
And now our Silver Eagle adventure, Border Renegade. Fort Benton, Montana was a lusty steamboat port, thronging with fur trappers, Indians, freight drivers, and blue-coated cavalry troopers. One afternoon in the Last Chance Cafe, two men sat talking together. One was a white man, the other a half-breed clad in greasy buckskins.
Jake, from what I've heard, you stand in pretty well with the Indian, don't you?
You calling me a renegade?
Don't get on the prod now. I'm just asking you a question.
I get along with them, yeah. They all trust Buffalo Jake. I savvy the lingo.
Does that go for the Indians up north of the border in Canada?
Sure, I've smoked a pipe with all of them. Bloods, Crees, Sarsis. Why?
I've got a chance to make a nice little deal with the Gravel Gulch Mining Company down near Butte.
What kind of a deal?
They need fresh beef to feed their hands. They've offered me a contract for 100 steers at $50 a head. That's $5,000.
How are you going to fill a contract like that? You ain't got no cattle.
That's why I got in touch with you.
You mean you want me to rustle them?
No need to use a word like that. The contract don't specify where or how I'm supposed to get hold of them.
Not me, Bronson. You got the wrong man. I've got better use for my carcass than decorating limb of a tree.
I'm not talking about getting them here in Montana. The Stock Growers Association's made that too risky.
Then what are you talking about?
They raise cattle in Canada, don't they?
Yeah, and they got a bunch of red-coated troopers up there called the Mounted Police. They're bad medicine.
Jake, I'm not asking you to do the rustling yourself. I just figured you might be able to arrange for it.
Arrange for it? What are you driving at?
You're chummy with the Indians up there, so why not hire a few braves to do the job?
You mean get them to steal the cattle?
I've never seen a redskin who wasn't a natural-born horse thief. I reckon they can rustle beef just as easy.
Maybe you've got something there.
Sure. We'll pay him off in cheap trade goods. It won't cost more than a few $100. That'll still leave us over $4,000 to split between us.
It'll be dangerous driving all that stock across the medicine line.
We can't earn that much money without taking some risk.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Know any Indians who might be interested?
There's a young brave up in the Sweetgrass Hills named Fightin' Elk. He don't like the way things are going for the Indians. He's been trying to stir up the young bucks.
This ought to be just a job for him. I suppose he'll want plenty of firewater.
No, not firewater. If I know Fightin' Elk, he'll ask for guns.
All right, we'll give him guns. Of course, I ain't seeing what kind of guns they'll be.
I reckon I can make a deal with him. I'll get my horse and start for Canada right now.
Two weeks later, on the opposite side of the Canadian border, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties was camped on the shore of the Milk River. He had just finished preparing his evening meal when a horseman rode up out of the gathering darkness.
Oh, 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 they're poison.
Doc Cotter.
Howdy, Jim. Yeah, I heard you was camping somewhere around here.
I thought you were going back to your practice in Medicine Hat.
Folks are getting too healthy up there. I figured it's time to go out and do a little circuit riding. Drum up some business, so to speak.
Which means you're out looking for excitement.
Well, shucks, even Sawbones has a right to a little fun now and then. Not that I haven't been keeping busy. Take today, for instance. I've already set two broken arms, delivered one baby, and yanked out three teeth.
Well, now that you're here, how about a plate full of bacon and beans?
That's one kind of invitation old Doc never refused.
Yeah. There you are. Go to it.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Say, where in thunder's Joe Bedeau?
Joe's gone home to Quebec to visit his folks.
I thought this camp looked awful vacant.
Yes, things get pretty lonesome when the big fella's not around, but he'll be back soon.
You making a routine patrol?
No, the inspector sent me down on a special assignment. There have been a number of cattle stolen hereabouts in the last 2 weeks.
Some Yank rustlers paying us visit, huh?
Not necessarily. We have some homegrown specimens on this side of the border.
What do you think of? Some organized gang at work?
I don't know, but it looks that way. There have been 8 cases reported in the last 2 weeks.
They operating on a big scale?
No, just a few heads stolen off each ranch. The biggest haul was 18 steers taken off the Bar K last Thursday night.
Wait a second. Am I hearing things or is that shooting?
Those were gunshots, all right.
They came from west of here. Cy Moffat's homestead's over that way.
Come here, Paddle. There. Get this saddle on. Here, steady, Paddle. You stay here, Doc. Watch the camp.
Stay here, nothing.
What are you doing?
Putting out the fire, my boy. I'm going with you.
Cy Moffat's homestead was about a mile away. As we came in sight of his place, we saw Moffat coming out of his house with a lantern in one hand and a rifle in the other.
Rain up there, you varmints, and keep your hands high.
Hold your fire, Cy.
Sure, we don't need no ventilation.
Oh, ho, ho, Battle.
Oh, poison.
Yeah. Hey, Silver Eagle and Doc Carter.
What's the idea of greeting us with that blunderbuss?
I didn't recognize you in the dark.
What's the trouble here?
Wrestlers, that's what. They just run off my cattle, all 10 head.
Now how about that shooting we heard?
That is me. I got out to the range just in time to catch on to what was happening. I fired after him, but I don't reckon it did any good.
Did you try to chase him?
Sure I tried, but my horse dug into a gopher hole. Threw me clean out of the saddle.
Did you get a look at any of the rustlers?
No. No, it's too dark to see anything. The sound of the hoofbeats and the cattle bellowing that told me what was going on. But unless I missed my guess, those rustlers were Indians.
Indians?
That's right. That's why I came back to the house and got this lantern. Figured I'd take a look at the tracks.
All right, let's go see.
Well, wait till I saddle up another horse.
Never mind, I get up behind me. Give me a hand.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right, let's go, Battle.
Yeah, poison.
Rain up, Jim. It's right about here.
Oh, ho, ho, Battle.
Oh, poison.
Yeah. Bring your lantern over this way, Si.
Here they are, Jim. Fresh hoof prints. They're Indian ponies, all right.
That's not all. Ever hear of a man called Buffalo Jake?
He's a half-breed trader.
I was hunting in the hills a couple of weeks ago, and I spotted Buffalo Jake holding a secret powwow with one of the young braves. An Indian named Fightin' Elk.
We follow that trail, the sooner you'll get your cattle back.
All right. But from now on, I'm keeping my gun handy. And if I see any more Injuns prowling on my range, I'll blast them right between the eyes.
You keep your finger off the trigger and stay out of trouble. This is a matter for the police. All right, steady, boy.
Good luck to you, Jim.
Thanks. And remember what I said about taking the law into your own hands. Let's go, Adel!
Yeah, poison!
As the Silver Eagle and Doc set out in pursuit of the Indian cattle rustlers, a brisk wind began blowing and the snow was drifting fast. They had only a lantern to guide them. The trail led into the sweet grass hills, and after picking their way along blindly for about 2 hours, the Silver Eagle realized they had lost the sign of the two fugitives completely. There was only one thing for them to do, turn their horses around and ride back to the camp of Chief Raincloud and his Blood Indians.
Hey, Jim. Who's the old gent getting up from the council fire? The one next to that big fat squaw.
That's Chief Raincloud. That isn't a squaw, that's his daughter. Raincloud is one of the finest men I've ever known.
He looks peaceful enough, but ooh, that daughter.
He thinks the sun rises and sets on her.
She looks big enough to hold the sun.
Go, battle. Oh, boy.
Oh, poison. She's got a face only a mother could love. What's she called?
Little Fawn.
Oh, no.
Lahoya.
Yep. Lahaya, Chief Raincloud.
Silver Eagle, friend of all red men in Eskimo. Him always welcome in lodges of my people.
Thanks, but I'm afraid this visit may not be a pleasant one. I'm looking for cattle thieves.
Why you come here? My braves not steal white men's cattle.
The thieves were riding Indian ponies. Their trail led into these hills.
When they steal cattle?
Tonight, just a couple of hours ago.
No braves bring cattle to village tonight.
Are all your braves here at the village?
Not all braves. Some go off on hunting party.
When are they coming back?
Maybe 2 days, 3 days, me not know.
I bet you they're the boys we're looking for.
Is there a young brave named Fighting Elk in your tribe?
But him not here. Him go with hunting party.
Ain't that a coincidence.
You think him steal cattle?
I'd like to question him.
Reckon we'll have to find him first.
Rain Cloud help you find him.
Tonight?
Tonight. Me send out scouts. Look for Fighting Elk. If him steal white man's cattle, then you take him. Punish him by law of great white queen.
Thanks, Raincloud. I accept your offer of help gladly.
Throughout the night, the Indian scouts combed the hills, but the darkness hampered their search, and they found no trace of either the rustlers or the stolen cattle. During the hours the search went on, the Silver Eagle and Doc waited at Raincloud's camp. A short time after sunup, an Indian scout came in with the news that he had found Fighting Elk.
Him make powwow with another man.
A white man?
Maybe a white man, maybe. Half-breed. May no see him face.
What did he look like?
Him wear buckskin, have long black hair.
Recognize the description, Jim?
It could fit a lot of people, but it sounds like Buffalo Jake. How far away is this place where you saw them?
Maybe 2-3 miles. Me take you there.
Rain Cloud go with you.
All right. Let's mount up and ride. We left the Indian camp and headed south through the hills. But before we reached the gully where the scout had seen Fighting Elk, the man we were looking for came riding toward us.
Oh!
Your name is Fighting Elk?
No, Witka.
When you left your village yesterday, you were with a hunting party. What happened to the others?
Me ride off alone, trail grizzly, get lost from other braves.
Where did you spend the night?
Me camp in hills.
Did you steal cattle from a white settler last night?
No, not true. Fighting Elk, not steal cattle.
Have you seen anyone else this morning?
You tell truth. Speak not with forked tongue to Silver Eagle.
Me see man.
Who was he?
Me not know. Looks like me tis buffalo hunter.
What did he want?
We smoke pipe, make powwow. Him ask if my people have good hunting.
I see.
You think him tell truth?
You always tell the truth, Rain Cloud. Your word is good. Therefore, I'll take the word of your brave.
If Fighting Elk lie, bring shame to Rain Cloud, we punish.
Reckon that's no idle threat either. What do we do now, Jim?
We'll backtrack Fighting Elk to the place where he held the powwow and see if we can pick up the half-breed's trail.
You want Rain Cloud come with you?
No, thanks. That won't be necessary. See you later, Rain Cloud. Let's go, battle.
Yeah, poison.
Cy Moffat had been waiting anxiously for Jim and Doc to return. When they failed to return by daybreak, he decided he would take a part in the search. He saddled his horse and rode off toward the Sweet Grass Hills, where he figured the rustlers would be hiding his stock. As he approached a wooded gully, he saw a lone rider ahead of him, and as he drew nearer to the man, he recognized him as a renegade trader from the States, a man he had met one time in Montana. It was Jake Bronson, heading south toward the border.
Hey there! Breed! Rein up!
Oh, boy!
What do you want?
You don't remember me, do you?
Why should I?
The name's Moffat. I was hauling freight down at Silver Bow the time you almost got lynched for knifing a miner.
You got a good memory.
I lost 10 head of cattle last night. They were rustled for Injuns.
What about it?
You always been chummy with Injuns. I got a hunch you know something about it.
Guess again, mister.
Turn your horse around, Jake. I'm taking you into the Mounties for questioning.
You and who else?
Me and this bitch.
You should have let that rifle stay put in your saddle boot, mister. A dangerous business going around pulling guns on strangers.
You're no stranger to me, you dirty renegade. You, by thunder, you'll pay for this.
You talk too much, Moffat, so I reckon I'll have to shut you up permanent. Old fool. Come on, get up there.
Back to our thrilling Silver Eagle adventure in just a few seconds. But first, listen to this.
Fullback Bobby is a boy of 9. He can really hit that line. He's the star because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yes, it's a fact. Cheerios does give you real go power. You see, Cheerios is made from oats. And every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body, help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. And Cheerios is so much fun to eat with its distinctive O shape and its wonderful toasted oat flavor. So tomorrow morning and every morning, start the day right with a Cheerios breakfast. Then you'll hear people say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
Now back to the Silver Eagle, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties, and his stirring adventure, Border Renegade. The Silver Eagle and Doc Carter had found the spot where Fighting Elk had talked with the half-breed Jake, and from there they set out to follow the breed's trail. They had ridden only about a mile when they heard the sound of shots, the shots which had knocked Cy Moffat off his horse. When they arrived at the spot, they saw the old man lying on the ground.
His eyes are opening.
Jim. Doc.
What do you think you're doing, laying here with that hole in your hide? Don't you know you might catch your death of cold?
I was a blame fool, all right. Should have heeded your warning, Jim.
What happened?
I started out for that gully where I saw the engine and Buffalo Jake. Had a hunch I might find the cattle there. I didn't find the cattle, but I ran into Jake.
Was he the one who shot you?
Yeah. I tried to cover him with my rifle, but
he's passed out again.
Think it'd be safe to move him?
I reckon so. We can fix it, Trevois.
All right, but I want you to take him back home.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm going after Buffalo Jake.
The Silver Eagle followed Buffalo Jake's trail to a point where it crossed the Medicine Line into the United States. Beyond that point, he was powerless to touch him, so he gave up temporarily and rode back, first to Rain Cloud's village and then to Cy Moffat's homestead. Doc Carter had arrived there a few hours earlier and was caring for his wounded patient. The hours dragged by slowly, and as it began getting dark out, Doc lit the oil lamp, while Jim turned to old Cy, saying...
How do you feel, Cy?
Weak as a kitten, but Doc says I'll pull through.
That's the main thing.
Jim, I still don't savvy why you let Fighting Elk go free.
What did you expect me to do?
Well, he admits he is powwowing with Buffalo Jake. We know Jake was up to some monkey business because he shot Cy to keep from getting hauled in. So why not arrest Fighting Elk and make him talk?
No one ever made an Indian talk if he didn't want to talk.
Yeah, they're stubborn.
Besides, he may be more useful to us if we let him run loose.
You got something up your sleeve, Jim?
Someone's riding up outside.
I'll go see who it is. Big Chief Rain in the face himself.
Me come see Silver Eagle.
You've come to the right place, Chief. Step inside.
Bahia, Silver Eagle.
Bahia, Rain Cloud. You bring news?
We have braves watch Fighting Elk like you say. Little while ago, leave him village. Ride off. We come here tell you.
Thank you, Rain Cloud. Has the rest of the hunting party come back yet?
No. No, they not come back.
How many were there in the party besides Fighting Elk?
10-12 braves.
All right, wait till I get my coat. We'll follow his trail.
Oh, Walter! Bubba!
Well, there's the cattle, Bronson. Nice bunch of steers they've rounded up for us.
Yeah. Here comes the Injuns.
And the tall one in the lead is Fighting Elk. Let's get out.
How are you,
Fighting Elk. This is my partner.
You bring guns?
Sure, we got them loaded on these pack mules. Break out a couple and show them, Jake.
Right. Calm down now, you lop-eared devil. Reckon this'll do for a sample. All right, Fighting Elk. There you are.
What you call this?
It's an ordinary trade gun. What do you suppose?
Old muzzle loader.
What do you expect, a Winchester or a Sharp's carbine?
This gun, Cultus.
Cultus, nothing. That gun skook them and saw all the others. You're getting your money's worth.
What are they talking about?
They're all riled up. They say they're not going through with the deal.
You lie to Fighting Elk. Promise good guns. Bring Cultus muzzle loaders. Now you take guns. Go. We not give you cattle.
Simmer down, you redskin varmint. You made a deal, and by Judas, you're going through with it. We brought you your guns, and now we're taking them steers.
Watch it, Bronson. They're going for the knives.
We'll see about that. Any more of you want a dose of same medicine? You're gun hungry? All right. Feast your eyes on these two twin colts I'm holding. They talk loud, and they shoot straight. Now back up, and don't try no more of your injured tricks.
What are we going to do now?
Just what we come to do. We're going to drive these steers down over the medicine line.
But what about these Injuns?
We don't want no arrows in our back, that's for sure. So I reckon we better get rid of these scum right now.
You mean kill the whole bunch of them?
Only good Injun's a dead one. You're packing a gun, now use it.
Drop those guns, you two.
I'm out here.
Let him have it.
Keep there. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, me too. Grab your horse.
Oh, got me to shoulder. Help me, Bronson.
Help yourself. I'm clearing out.
You not get away.
Fix you, you dirty redskin. I'm back, all of you.
It was quite a job untangling that knot of maddened Indians. Five of them were wounded too badly. But there was plenty of fight left in the others, and they were out for the scalps of Bronson and Buffalo Jake. When things calmed down, Doc got busy bandaging up the wounded. Then Chief Raincloud spoke.
What you do with these men?
Plenty of these Indians die from their wounds, Buffalo Jake and his partner will hang for murder. If not, they'll still have several charges to answer for.
What about young Braves?
They'll have to stand trial for cattle rustling. Their punishment will be up to the judge. What happens after that will depend on their attitudes.
Fighting Elk, he... big fool.
Worse than fool. You lie to Silver Eagle, bring shame on your people.
That's true, Rain Cloud, but I think they've learned their lesson. Haven't you, Fighting Elk?
No, Itka. Redcoat Law is just. Fighting Elk, heap sorry.
Well, that's all well and good, but who's going to pay the doctor?
Tribe pay you for help save wounded braves. Rain Cloud give you princess.
Oh, now you don't have to get extravagant. Wait, you're going to give me what?
Princess Little Fawn.
That's what I thought you said. Goodbye, Jim. Tell him I always work for nothing. Be seeing you soon.
I want you to hear a few seconds of an amazing record.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Recognize it? Notice how sharp and clear it is? But what's really amazing about this record of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is that I got it off the front of a special Wheaties box. There's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed on the front of every one of these special Wheaties boxes I'm talking about. All you have to do is cut them out. These records play on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also Pony Boy, Blue Tail Fly, Polly Wally Doodle, and others. And each record plays up to 60 seconds. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost, a real bargain in fun.
Today's story of the Great Northwest was written by James Lawrence. Jim Amici stars in the part of Jim West. Joe Badeau is played by Jacques Lester. The Silver Eagle is a copyrighted transcribed feature of Jewel Radio and Television Productions. Recording director, Robert Wilson. This is Bill O'Connor.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.